This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Revolution with Paul McCartney is sponsored by Alive, Burger King, Carrie's Fabric and Uniform Store, Commonwealth Bank, Dairy Queen, J.S. Johnson, Marco's Pizza, NUA Insurance Agents and Brokers, Ron's Electric Motors, Season of Love, and Struckum Pest Control.
Good afternoon, Bahamas. This is your hostess with the absolute mostess, Kennedy Campbell-Moss, on your radio. Guardian 96.9 FM, fresh news, smart talk all day. And this afternoon, our conversation is about divorce. Is there shame in divorce? The song says, neither one of us wants to be the first to say goodbye. The song was recorded by Gladys Knight and the Pips. And some of the phrases in the song read, it's sad to think we're not going to make it. And it's gotten to the point where we just can't fake it. We're talking about divorce. And is there shame in divorce? The absolute termination of marriage is what divorce is defined as. The legal dissolution of a marriage by a court or other competent body. To legally dissolve one marriage with someone, separate or disassociate something from something else, typically with an undesirable effect. We often talk about whether or not one is equally yoked with the other, but in terms of divorce, is there actual shame? Shame is extremely common in terms of divorce. It's an emotion that evokes a loss of death. It's almost as if though one has died, because it seems as if though you're taking a test or it seems as if though this is a living entity that was alive and it has lost its life and there is no rejuvenation. It has gone to final committal and there's absolutely nothing that can be resolved from this. Is there shame in divorce? Do we simply stay married because we believe in our Roman Catholic vows or our Anglican vows and we do not want to get a divorce because people are going to snicker? Other women who believe that they sit on the upper echelon of society because they're still married, but their husband have several outside children. They have multiple sneaky links. Are they any better than the woman who has said, you know what, I have had enough. I don't think that we are amicable in this relationship. And so I must sever ways with you. But if we have children, we will raise them together and we will do it properly and we will do it to the best of our ability. Is there shame in divorce? And for that woman who thinks that she has gotten the upper hand by somehow or the other capturing that man, did she actually win? Or did she inherit what she thinks she did? Because you see, when you are sweethearting, you are getting the very best of this man. This man is telling you every single thing. He's telling you what the wife isn't doing. So you have no other choice but to have the upper hand because, of course, you know what has to be done. When it comes to shame and divorce, do we really want to have the conversation? See, we're having the relationship series so that we can open up the conversation because these are conversations that are being had in silo. But nonetheless, the conversations are being had. So the conversation today is about, is there shame in divorce? But I do have two beautiful ladies in studio with me with a very, very rich history. We're talking about the women's suffrage movement. Now, we all know how we got started and how much women have been on the front line, whether they want to give us the accolades or not. But we are right there fighting. We look at the women that are leading the way today, present day. We have Miss Pia Glover, Leslie Miller, Michaela Barnett, just to name a few. These are women that sit at the threshold of our society, and they're going to make a difference. We have everyday common women just like me and just like others that sit at the cusp of what should happen in our society. But even before we dive into the conversation, we want to say happy Thanksgiving to those that may not have had anything to be thankful for. But if you are awake today within the sound of my voice, happy Thanksgiving. I'm very thankful. I'm thankful for my mother and my father. I'm thankful that I have a healthy child and that I am healthy and that I have the love of some very good people that surround me. Happy Thanksgiving, Bahamas. We're going to be back and we're going to get into women's suffrage and is there shame in divorce? The sound of my voice. Happy Thanksgiving.
Okay, class, let's begin today's history lesson. Ancient civilization used to visit stadiums to watch musicians perform. It was called a live concert.
Teacher, what year was that?
Researchers believe it was around 2019. Normal life feels like a long time ago. As things return to normal, remember it is essential to be fully immunized against all vaccine-preventable diseases like COVID-19, rubella, polio, hepatitis, mumps, and influenza. This message is brought to you by PAHO WHO, the Ministry of Health and Wellness, the Caribbean Development Bank, the Government of Canada, and the United States of America.
At Ron's Electric Motors, they repair and rewind all major brands of electric motors, including water pumps, generators, and generators back end, welding machines, electric lifts, air compressors, battery chargers, and more. They're equipped to handle up to 850 kilowatts and rewind up to 450 horsepower motors. They're conveniently located on the corner of Wolf and Clarence Roads and are open weekdays, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturdays till noon. They offer 24 hours emergency assistance. You can reach them at 242-356-0249.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
We know how important collecting your money can be to the success of your business. Start your relationship with Fidelity today so that we can show you the many options available to you with our merchant services. From click and pay options online to merchant terminals and e-commerce options, we're here to help your business succeed. For more details, speak to one of our business development officers at 356-7764 in Nassau or 352-6676 in Freeport. Visit our website at fidelitygroup.com or visit any of our branches.
It's the season of love.
Every time I think of saying goodbye.
Join Excalibur Entertainment, YBE Promotions, All Star Productions, Cash and Gold, and Bahama Sair for a once-in-a-lifetime performance by the legend, Barris Hammond. Barris Hammond, along with Wayne Wonder. Wayne Wonder comes to Nassau. Get ready for the deal. And more, Saturday, December 3rd, at the Thomas Robinson National Stadium. Fly in all secure Bahamas Air to the Season of Love concert. And stay at our official hotel and resort sponsor, Super Club Breezes, where single beds are only $198 and doubles are just $275. When you use promo code LOVE22, book your rooms now at breezes.com. Tickets are available now at all your Cash and Go locations. Sponsored by Bluebird, everything local mobile app, Chef Creole. Be there.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Now, people want to try some ukulele.
Nine and no scene, let me see how we go work.
Yeah, Mike, I like that. That definitely will work. I like that. Hold on. Hello?
When are you coming home?
Right now, we vibes in the studio.
Well, I cooked. And we need to talk.
Food? Aye. She cook food, boy. Something up.
Something carry right down. She cook.
Ah, girl. Food looking good.
Uh-huh. Well, I'm glad you like it. But I can't do this anymore. It's over. We are done.
Na 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 na. I'm not leaving, that's impossible to do. Cause if you want me to go, you can be looking the way you do. You can be cooking the way you do. You can be hooking me. If you want me to go, you can be looking the way you do. You can be walking the way you do. Because you're hooking me. Come on. I don't know what to do, so I'm pleading. Plus you ain't giving me no reason. Tell me this the end of the season. Mash up everything, dress, oh. But you don't understand when you watch me. I said I see that I win the lottery. How you go pick up dress so and then dump me? No, baby, no. But your back on me clothes in a garbage bag. You put it on the ground by the roadside. You tell me get out your place to come inside. Baby, no, do me that. You go break me heart.
Delete me. To give on me just so, cause if you want me to go, oh, happy Friday, Bahamas. Those of you that are within the sound of my voice. Now, we want to talk this afternoon to a medley of things, but our topic this evening is, of course, is there shame in divorce? But before we get into that, we're going to have a conversation with some beautiful ladies that are here to speak with us about women's suffrage. We have Miss Stephanie Duncanson with a rich history, a legacy, as a matter of fact. And we have Miss Sharon Martin, consultant advisor in the Department of Gender and Family Affairs. Ladies, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
speak right into the mic for me, please, Ms. Martin.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Ms. Martin. You have a nice little radio voice. You're trying to take my little job, eh?
Side job.
Side job, side job, side job. So, Ms. Martin and Mrs. Duncanson, tell my listening audience who you are. We'll start with you, Ms.
Duncanson.
Good
afternoon. Listen, our listening audience this afternoon. I am the youngest daughter of Mrs. Eugenia Lockhart, who was actively involved in the women's suffrage movement, who went to England to get the rights for women to vote, along with Dame Doris Johnson, who also worked in the Progressive Liberal Party from its foundation until she retired. So I'm the youngest daughter.
You're the youngest. Mm-hmm. So you have a legacy of fighting for women's rights.
Yes. And I was on the front line.
You were on the front line.
Yes.
So we can...
I was born in the struggle, may I say that.
Okay, so you are one of our Rosa Parks of the century.
Yes.
Wonderful. I appreciate that. Thank you so much. Of course, you can see I'm wearing my leather jacket. I'm a member of Delta Sigma Theta Incorporated. Wow. And of course, we're founded on excellence and education and, of course, sisterhood. And it's a very lofty goal to make sure that women are seen in a different light.
Yes.
You know, we often see the men, but mm-hmm. we never see that there are women that have stood shoulder to shoulder with them.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to say thank you. I thank you for assisting us with that. Thank you.
I'm happy that I was brought up in that.
Absolutely.
When my mother came from Ragged Island, I was just 1 year old.
Okay.
I got very emotional for the past couple of weeks.
Tell us about it.
Thinking about my mom, the struggle, and her legacy. Miss Moss, it was not easy for me. And if you find me getting a bit emotional now, I'm reliving my mom's death.
Yes.
The sad thing about it is today that we don't have a prime minister that it's a woman. I grew up with my mom, Mrs. Walker, Mrs. Mary Ingram, Mrs. Georgina Simonet, and all of these women who got on the front line to focus their attention on women having their rights to vote. And when I started to think this week, I cried every day as I prepared myself to speak on Sunday about my mom. I have never been actually called to talk about my mom, other than meetings that I've had where I live in the Turks and Caicos Islands, to speak to women, and I would always bring my mom into that she's my hero. But when I thought to myself recently about the work that these women did, they had no cars. They actually went to their meetings walking. And
from Farm Road
and Farm Road and East Street and Eastern Road and Fox Hill, wherever they had, they walked most of the time.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, the women's suffrage movement had two branches, one in the eastern area and one on by the Reinhardt Hotel.
Okay.
And you know, it was amazing. My mom entered politics when she came to this country. The PLP was just being organized.
Okay.
And immediately she got involved. So she was one of the founders of the PLP, Progressive Liberal Party.
Okay.
And it was there that my mom was invited by Mrs. Mary Ingram, who was the UBP, to join forces with her as they championed the cause for women to vote. Of course, if you are aware of our history, and I'm sure you are, in those days, women were not allowed to vote. And so therefore, it would be very difficult for us black people to ever gain the leadership of this country. And so my mom and Georgina Simonet, who was in the PLP at that time, she was one of those women along with my mom, immediately captured the vision, ran with it. And they did so much. I could remember nights lying on the Reinhardt Hotel floor, sleeping in that 4 years old, 3 years old, and, you know, the little roaches crossing over.
Oh, my gosh.
Don't forget the rats and stuff that,
oh,
you know,
wow.
Because in those days, things weren't like it is today. There were no exterminators and what have you. And so I would jump up and start making noise, and my mom would say, lie back down and shut up. you know. But that's how important it was. And so my mom and Mrs. Georgina Simonet worked extremely hard in the Progressive Liberal Party and with the women's suffrage movement. My mother had 15 children.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
All right.
And these women have no children, 2 and 3, and they're so lazy.
Oh.
My mom had 12 children. She moved to Nassau with 11 children in 1949. I was born in 1948. So I was only one. But she was determined that God, she was going to allow God to use her to do whatever her purpose was.
Yes, ma'am.
She knew immediately what she wanted to do, and she went after it. And Georgina Simonet was very much like her. They together worked so well together. And, of course, Mrs. Simonet's son, Dud Maynard, of whom I refer to as my brother, he came right in, and he started helping them in whichever way they needed help. He would help the women's suffrage movement. He would help the PLP women's branch. And he was really actively involved. And I miss him so much because he was a true PLP. And he still is a PLP.
Okay.
A PLP never changes.
Yes, ma'am.
Even though he might have gone on the other side. But one never leaves the party.
My mom
said to me, I'm going to stay where I am.
Yes, ma'am.
Dud Maynard's mom, of course, would be Georgina
Simonet.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, and so Clement Maynard was Dud Maynard's brother.
Yes.
Dud should have been the one to run an election.
Oh, Lord.
But Sir Clement did.
Okay.
Nevertheless, you know, I'm okay with that. I campaigned for him all of his term in office, and I loved Mr. Maynard.
Thank you.
Okay, but these women, when I see the women today,
yes,
what in the world are they thinking? I come home and I get into trouble.
Okay.
Because I talk about things that needs to be addressed, the hospital, the social ills in this community and the communities here today.
Yes.
And what are we women doing? Are we so wrapped up into our own agendas? You know, when God calls us and he positions us and he sends us to do a work. And it should never be about us.
But you know, Mrs. Duncanson, I have to say to you, women are very interesting creatures. And I say that with all matter of respect, but they can literally see you dying and they will help to put their foot on you, you know, and it amazes me that we're all in the trenches together, mm-hmm. because what you may suffer today, I may suffer tomorrow. Mm-hmm. And we're not very careful of the fact that we are all in the sorority together. But I want to segue into Ms. Martin, who, of course, is the consultant slash advisor for the Department of Gender and Family Affairs. Now, Ms. Martin, you have an event on Sunday.
Yes, ma'am.
Talk to us about that, because this is some heavy stuff we have here.
Yes.
You know, we're talking about notable women such as Dame Doris Johnson, Mary Ingram, Eugenia Lockhart, Mabel Walker, Georgina Simonet. They have made countless triumphs toward equal rights of women in the Bahamas. It has to be a situation where these women are mentioned in terms of the women's suffrage movement in the Bahamas. And it's not even just the Bahamas, it's the entire world. Mm-hmm. Because if they had not fought for us, mm-hmm. where would we be today? So, Ms. Martin, speak to me about what is going to happen on Sunday.
So, the 26th of November this year marks the 60th anniversary of women exercising their right to vote, first of all. And so somehow the Bahamas, this nation, needed to capture that one moment in time. Mm-hmm. 60 years is not anything that you sweep under the rug.
No.
And when you're someone like myself who hangs around with Stephanie Duncanson and the Maynards and that sort, and of course C.V. Hope Sean, you obviously get ignited when it comes to the women's suffrage movement. So I was blessed to be asked to chair what is called mm-hmm. the Solidarity Memory March. Mm-hmm. And the Memory March is just not only this capsule in time where we are asking women and men, boys and girls, to come out on Sunday. 2 p.m. we'll be at St. Agnes. We're leaving from St. Agnes. We're going over the hill, past Government House, symbolic, because they would have gone to Government House with their petition to the governor. But we're going to go all the way. We're going all the way down Bay Street, and then we're going to have a ceremony on Bay Street. But it is, you heard Mrs. Duncanson make this cry about what are the women doing today. The Solidarity and Memory March is twofold, to remind us of the suffragettes and the work that they did and what they brought to the table. It's one day, exactly one day after November 26th, which would make it 60 years old. Wow. However, there are women out there who are rising to the cause, and there are a lot of persons who don't know them. There are a lot of women who have really made the Bahamas proud post-1962, and we are not recognizing them, or we don't know them. We pass them in the street, and we don't know what they have brought to the table. Post-1962. So we have, because we're not cognizant and we're not making a conscious effort to bring to the forefront these women, we want to be able to do that on the 27th. So there are a lot of women first. Mm-hmm. So many women first that when we took on the challenge to do an exhibition, we found that we would literally run out of space between Rawson and Parliament Square.
Wow.
There are so many women.
Wow.
And just women first, not just women who are working within their industries, but so many women first. Yes. And so we want to be able to use Sunday the 27th, on the after we finish the march and we're downtown, we want to use it as a symbolic gesture to draw a line in the sand, to say, okay, this is where we stop, this is where we start. We have to begin to not only recognize the worth of the women, but also to begin to push forward as women united in solidarity with one. You heard the phrase, women don't support women?
Hmm.
Okay, we want that to stop. We want that to be a time when we say, okay, on November 27, 2022, 60 years after women gave us the right to vote and we exercised the right to vote. Here's an interesting point, Mrs. Moss. Kendrinique. 1961, we got the right to vote. 1961, we got the right to vote. Well, she's a child. So
1960, the vote was granted. In 1962, the women voted for the first time.
1960. I'm going to fix history a bit because we're doing.
History got to be fixed.
1961, they signed off. It became law. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay.
So in 1961, we gained the right to vote legally.
Right.
All their work post 1961 is what Mrs. Duncanson is referring to. 1962, November 26th, women exercised that right to vote for the first time in the Bahamas. Mm-hmm. We need to be clear on that. Not very many years after the suffrage movement in the Bahamas, where men also got the right to vote. Not many years later. But in 1962, women voted. It was not until 1982 that a woman sat in
That's
Parliament.
Right. That's right.
The Right Honorable Dame Janet Bostwick. It simply meant that women did not vote for women.
That's right.
Because there were women on the ticket. It just simply. And so we have, when you have this picture before you and you understand this picture before you, you begin to see that there's something lacking. And 60 years later, you're finding that there are only 7 women in the House. Thank God. We're grateful. Thanksgiving just passed. We're grateful. But it needs to be more. We need to find out. I'm really wanting to challenge someone to sit down and find out. Look at Look at the matrix and begin to say, why is it that our women are only serving, most of them have only served one term? Why are women not being attracted to public and political life? And, you know, I know that there are other aspects in society. There's religion and those aspects. And Reverend Palacios, Angela Palacios, she fought her battle and she shattered the glass ceiling for women to become priests in this country. And again, we're grateful for these women. But in public and political life, there's a gap. And on the 27th, we want to be able to say to the Bahamas, we understand our history, but going forward from this day, let's make some changes.
Okay. I'm with you on that. I just hope that we actually have that opportunity. And I don't want to sound like, you know, a negative Nancy, but the women in this society are not, they don't catapult each other. It's like a black crab syndrome, and they will tear your neck off before they help you. And the thing about it is, if your hand is like this, you will never be able to do this. And just as you have a child, I have a child too, and I have to eat. My child has to eat. You want your child in private school? I want my child in private school too. You want to be able to afford your child with a good quality of education, a better quality of life than you would have had. What makes my child any different than yours? But you look at women and you try to figure out who raised you. Were you raised on love or were you raised on sacrifice? It always erodes my mind to try to figure out that question. You know, because we're all in this thing together and no one is getting out alive. If you look at the multiple hats that a woman wears, we carry civilization. It behooves me to understand exactly what we're dealing with. But I will be there on Sunday and I will support my women. I will be there in solidarity with you, Miss Martin and Miss Duncanson. Go right ahead, Mrs. Duncanson.
Let me say something here, Miss Moss. When those women met at the Reinhardt Hotel discussing the way forward for women to vote in the Bahamas,
yes, ma'am.
Doris Johnson never sat at a table. This is a shocking news for this country. I was old enough to remember the petition being written. Those women were not dumb women. They were intelligent women. But let me say this to women in the Bahamas. My mother knew Doris Johnson very well. Mm-hmm. As a PLP.
Mm-hmm.
My mother, Eugenia Louise Lockhart Nee Wilson, traveled to New York. Dame Doris Johnson was doing her doctorate degree. The Bahamas, then UBP government, cut her off from a scholarship. I can say this today. I get very emotional because the history of this country has messed the devil up.
Yes, ma'am.
And I'm a radical.
Yes,
if I came home, you and I would be together. I feel you today.
Listen.
And I feel like preaching up in air.
Go
because
ahead,
you
Mom.
See, when we talk about Joshua, came back to the Bible.
Yes.
God reminded Joshua to call the tribes.
Call them.
And tell them to take up a stone, each to carry a stone, to remind them of how they crossed over to Jordan. See, we need to remind our children, our children's children, and to let them know the truth about the matter. I'm back to Doris Johnson, Dame Doris Johnson. My mother went to New York to see her, took the petition to her in school because she was struggling, having to pay tuition. My mother and the women's suffrage movement, my niece wanted to call in here today. My mother paid, along with the women's suffrage movement, Dr. Doris Johnson's tuition in school doing her doctorate degree. My mother felt Doris, being more educated than her, could very well travel along with her to present the petition. She was not jealous of Doris. She and Doris worked beautifully together. She saw Doris' intelligence and her ability to stand on behalf of the women of the Bahamas as well as along with her. And she went back the second time, 1 month later. 1 month later, she took me, my brother, and my two brothers to New York again. to meet with Dame Doris Johnson. And my mother said to her, my mother said to Dame Doris Johnson, don't worry about your ticket. It will be paid. And she traveled to the Bahamas, and together she and Dame Doris Johnson went to England. Okay? And this history needs to be written the way it should be written. I'm not ashamed to sit here today because no one has ever given me nothing. So I have no axe to grind. If there's a fight, there'll be a fight. But it's time that women forget who they are and do more for each other. It's not about you. You might be educated. Yes, validate your women. Validate each other. And the problem with us is we have this black crab syndrome. We don't want to see each other doing well. We don't even want to see you looking good. Those women in the women's suffrage movement did not have time to talk about each other. They were sisters, true sisters. You talk with your fraternity? They had a fraternity, baby. You didn't talk with Doris to my mother.
No.
You didn't talk with Georgina Simnett to my mother.
Right.
You didn't talk with Mary Ingram to my mother, even though Mary Ingram was a UBP. They had a fraternity.
Now, is Mary Ingram Hope Strawn's mother?
Yeah, grandmother.
No, grandmother.
That's
okay.
Grandmother.
So Hope Strawn's sister, Miss Ingram, who works at the Ministry of Tourism and Aviation, Erica, was my boss.
Okay.
Erica, and when I tell you, okay. Well, she's also a Sora, and I must say to you, Erica Ingram and Hope Strawn, I see Hope Strawn all the time,
yes.
Right? And she always says, Kendrick, I like what you do. And Mrs. Ingram and Obadiah Hercules Wilchcombe mm-hmm. gave yep. me my start at the Ministry of Tourism, okay. along with Bernice Joaquin.
Okay.
And Mrs. Ingram would always say, Kendrick, get out there and shine.
Yes.
Erica Ingram is a valiant person.
Okay.
And the Ministry of Tourism is what they are today only because of Erica, because Erica has a wealth of knowledge. If you would tap into that, Erica was run from Seclem time.
Okay. I was run from Seclem time.
Who know more of a tourism than Erica?
I was Seclem and Maynard's go-getter.
Oh, wow.
I campaigned in every election. I came home from decorating school.
Okay.
And didn't go to work.
Okay.
I went straight into the campaign with Dud Maynard, and that's how come he won the election.
I love
but
it.
But I came home to campaign all the time.
Hold on. We have a call. Arlington, we have a call. Let me just finish. I'm not going to take any calls yet. Okay, go ahead, Miss Martin.
I was just about to say that your point is exactly the point of why we're having the Memory March.
Amen.
Because there are Bahamian women, there are women in the Bahamas who are working, and they're behind the scenes. A lot of persons
Amen.
Do not know about them.
Mm-hmm.
They are not persons, but here's the thing about them. And I know that we're all about the women who are not holding their positions and their posts in life. But let's focus on those women like ourselves sitting here who knows how to fix a crown when they see it crooked. If my crown, there are women in my life who I know if they see my crown looks
Amen.
Crooked,
Amen.
They fix it.
Amen.
They don't just come up, fix it, go about their
mm-hmm.
business. Nothing
it.
Said, nothing
mm-hmm.
done.
Nothing
you never
jealousy,
know
no jealousy,
that
man.
My crown was crooked.
Okay.
And these are the women who we are to celebrate in our lives. And there are many of us out there, so come out in your numbers.
Yes,
I'm telling you,
the
police women are coming out to march. The correctional
Good.
Agents
Good.
Agents are coming out
Good.
To march. The women from customs
Good.
Are coming out to march.
Wonderful.
The march is under the patron of Mrs. Davis herself, Mrs. Anne-Marie Davis herself. We're having a Jonkanoo rush out.
Oh,
what? I'd be for the Jonkanoo.
Yeah. I'd be right for the Jonkanoo.
Yeah.
What group you
so,
like, Ms. Duncanson?
I love the Jonkanoo.
Which who's your group of choice?
The Bali Boys. Who?
Now, see, Ms. Duncanson, you have to come off
just,
this show.
You just put her on pause.
I let
you
me take
that to be my
you
my
Ms. Duncanson. You just I just cut you right off. Can I please have this call? Good afternoon, caller. You're on the line.
Hi, yes, good afternoon. Thanks for taking my call. I'm listening with interest to your program, and I would like to adopt the observations and comments of your yourself and your various guests, I would like to commend to you several women who, over the last 50 years, seem to have been forgotten. These were women who were, some of whom were not necessarily involved in politics, but one of whom was. Now, the first is Cindy Williams, mm-hmm. who, along with Nadine Campbell Benaby, mm-hmm. and then followed by Elva Russell Rowe, mm-hmm. were the first women in media. Mm-hmm. In 1968, Cindy Williams and Nadine Benaby were hired by mm-hmm. the Broadcasting Corporation of the Bahamas, and I wish to commend them to yourselves and also to history, because history seems to have forgotten these women mm-hmm. who, while others were breaking political and social barriers, these women were also first, and they broke the ceiling in the media. I would also like to draw attention to Mrs. Misper Tertullian, mm-hmm. Born at Duncantown, Rigged Island, right. who in 1972 carried the PLP banner mm-hmm. in Shirleya mm-hmm. against Sir Roland Simonet. Mm-hmm. She not only carried that banner, but she got back her deposit, mm-hmm. which reflects the effort that she made in Shirleya, not only as a woman, but also in carrying the banner of the PLP. Mm-hmm. Now, over the years, these women, I keep seeing the usual persons who are being recognized. But these women, I have rarely, if ever, seen any reference to these women. Now, my name is Franklin Williams, mm-hmm. and I am the son of Cindy Williams, mm-hmm. and I am the nephew of Mr. Tertullian. And I think that people who do not remember their history mm-hmm. and do not know who, I think as Ms. Duncanson referred to, are your true heroes and heroines, you are really doomed to forget, to repeat your history. Mm-hmm. So thanks for taking my call.
Thank you, caller. Have a good afternoon.
Have a good afternoon.
We're going to our 1 o'clock break. This is Guardian Radio, 96.9, Fresh News, Smart Talk, all day.
You do coffee your way.
Double shot, decaf, cappuccino.
Light roast, Colombian, no milk.
You do vacations your way.
Hiking boots, tent, mountains.
Five-star hotels and theater.
And now you can do insurance your way.
Online.
Email.
Chat.
WhatsApp.
Or in branch. For home, car, travel, boat, or business insurance, do it anyway with NUA Insurance agents and brokers. Visit NUAinsurance.com, call, or stop by a branch today.
Every season creates an opportunity for you to enjoy the comfort and security of your most valuable assets. Unfortunately, termites are common and very unwanted guests that never stop eating. With Strucom, you can enjoy the peace of mind as we protect your investment with our 3-year fumigation warranty. Strucom, number one in pest control services.
Thank you.
I used to think of the bank as my personal ATM machine. If I wanted a new car, new furniture, a weekend trip to Miami, no problem. Just max out the credit card or top up my loan. I was a big baller until I realized that 75% of my salary was going to pay back all those loans. Fidelity's personal financial coaching was the best solution. Fidelity gave me a plan with a debt consolidation loan that has a built-in savings that pays 5% interest. I now only have one low monthly payment, plus money in my pocket. Give Fidelity Bank a call at 356-7764 in Nassau or 352-6676 in Freeport. Visit any of Fidelity's locations or visit a website at fidelitygroup.com.
The Better Network is giving you bigger savings at Alive's Black Friday sale. With select store and van locations opening as early as 6 a.m. Purchase devices as low as $29 and receive doorbuster prizes, accessories, and so much more. Don't want to wait? Alive customers can beat the Black Friday rush and shop online as early as 12 a.m. with even more deals. Friday the 25th of November, Alive's Black Friday sale. You don't want to miss it. Visit BeAlive.com for more information.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Shame and divorce. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking this afternoon with two silver foxes. I got the message on my text line. It's 422-4796. And they said, Casey, I can see those two beautiful ladies. I love the silver hair. I don't know which one you mean because both of them have silver hair. If you're calling into my line, it's 325-4316. Again, the number is 325-4316. My texters are trying to get their words in, so I'm going to read these very, very quickly. Good afternoon, Miss Casey. Sending a blast to the female police inspector that rode her golf cart down the boulevard Sunday past to stop the Saxon superstars from making their final lap. Unbelievable. Oh boy, I don't know. You know, when it's Drunkenu time, sometimes if people feel a little bit empowered and they start to act a particular way, so you know,
Saxons are actually going to come out to the parade. They're parading out at the event
Miss Martin, let me tell you something. It ain't there. We don't parade. Miss Martin.
I'm sorry,
Miss Martin. Miss Duncanson with the Valley Boys. It is we just rush.
Okay,
we rush in. If that say that
we
say,
rush in.
We rush in
with the other a players.
And that is revolutionary in and that of itself, because when the Prime Minister handled the entire women's suffrage, wasn't there a rush at that particular time as well?
Exactly. Actually, even at the 1967 elections, after the Progressive Liberal Party had won, mm-hmm. you could hear the sounds mm-hmm. of the pulsating drums.
Mm-hmm. And the drums always went.
60 years mm-hmm. later, I really want to hear that again.
Well, maybe we could do a little something for you now. Let me read my other text. This text comes in. It says, I honestly never heard much about the women's suffrage, and despite myself being a male, I'm definitely one that considers myself a feminist. I truthfully didn't know the history of any of these names that have been called. But I'd like for you to please tell them thank you and to please continue to fight for the rights and to speak the unspoken truths of the past for our future. I'm a strong believer that those who forget history are doomed to repeat it. This is my comment for the show. I think that you're beautiful. Thank you so much. I think that I'm beautiful too. This is another text that has come in. Casey, thank you for having the bravado. Casey, thank you for having the bravado to have the conversation. I know that you're talking about women's suffrage movement, but in some ways, women are still suffering. Whether we got the right to vote in 50 years or in 60 years, men take advantage of us. Mm-hmm. You talk about being shamed of being divorced. Well, there is ultimate shame in being divorced. Nobody wants to know that they were defeated. It takes two to be in a marriage. Mm-hmm. But when you finally see that you're divorced, that means that it is completely over. I often sit in church and I look from side to side. And I know for a fact that there are people in worse situations that I would have been in, but they are still together. Whether the man is a raging homosexual or whether the woman is a known sneaky link. Oh, God, I can't read that little piece. Whether the woman is a known sneaky link. Blah, blah, blah.
Amen.
They still are together. They act as if they are living an absolute perfect life. Mm-hmm. But you see, there is absolute shame in being divorced because other women snicker. I'm divorced. I've been divorced for 7 years. But do you know something? I never let anyone know that I was divorced. My husband and I still lived in the same house. So it's only been 2 years that people really know that I'm divorced. I couldn't come to grips with it. My children knew, some of my family knew, but we lived in the same home. It was a devastating shame and embarrassment. I couldn't let anyone know. But I went on a trip to Las Vegas, and I came back, and I said, you know what? The hell with this. I'm divorced, and I let it all hang out. I'm still ashamed, and I don't attend the church that I did at that time, but I'm over it. I'm over to the point where if someone asks me, I can tell them my story. Wow. But it's not something that I still speak about.
Wow.
And even after being divorced for all this time, I still wear my wedding ring, but I wear it on the opposite hand. I've turned the barrel of my ring into two earrings, and I wear those in my upper lobes. But being divorced is a huge embarrassment. Oh, boy. Okay, this is another text. Please thank the women who led and paved the way for me to be a free professional woman today. This is coming in from a doctor, and she says they enabled me and they allowed me to be free in a profession today. This particular physician, I know her very, very personally, and she has a beautiful daughter, and she's a beautiful physician. She has a spirit. You know, most of the time you see physicians and they're stuffy and they're isolated, but she has a very freeing spirit, beautiful smile,
wonderful.
And she engages you. She's not one of those physicians that simply takes you at your word and doesn't try to explain what your ailments may be. She wants to hear from you. She wants to understand you.
Yes.
And I must say too, to my group of women that sit underneath the almond tree at school, my daughter's school, we have a camaraderie. Mm-hmm. If someone doesn't remember the homework, take the photo and picture of the homework, and we make sure, like this afternoon, you see me have on this Xavier shirt. Mm-hmm. This is my child's school shirt because I have to pick them up to go to the game.
Wonderful.
My car only this big. Right? But all the children can be piled up in my car.
Fine.
We got to go
fine.
Get something to eat. And then
Great.
We can go to the gym. We stay at the gym all night.
Great.
We may have some cocktails afterwards, but we got to take the children to the gym. I have a call on the line, Chris. Good afternoon, caller. You're on the line.
Hi. How are you?
I'm well, ma'am. How are you?
I'm good. The name is Levette Scott. I always call Dwight Dosto in the morning.
Okay.
But I listen to you occasionally.
Thank you.
And I live in North Carolina.
Oh.
Amy living in North Carolina.
Okay.
Yeah. I wasn't going to call in, but I heard the young lady, somebody who's texting, and you're reading off the text.
Yes.
That they were seemed to be divorced.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm a divorcee. I'm divorced.
Yes.
And I'm happily divorced. I say that to people all the time. I'm happily divorced. You know, when I was making a decision besides, you know, praying to God about it and talking to my pastor at the time, you know, I said, I answered one question. I said, Lavette, would you stay in this relationship for the next 10 years? Mm-hmm. And I don't know if it was the spirit or whatever came back to me, and it came back, no, you cannot be in this relationship for the next 10 years. You can't treat yourself like that for the next 10 years. And that's when I decided to go ahead and go through the divorce. And, you know, I tell person it's so liberating. It is so, and thank you for the ladies who did what they did, who your guests who were in the studio and all those women who paved the way, because it was because of those things ahead that allow us to be, have a voice. You know, as a wife, I always felt that I had, you know, I had to be submissive. I had to, you know, I was in a Christian church. And mind you, it was, I wasn't the same, but I think it was better for me when I came here, because during the time we got divorced when I was here in North Carolina. Mm-hmm. And I feel it was liberating, because, like I said, it wasn't so much a shame, but I feel that persons didn't, and persons in the church, wouldn't know what to say to you. Like, you know, they wouldn't know, you know, how to say these things to you. Even when persons don't see you with a child, and they be, when you have a child, when you have a child, not knowing, you don't know my circumstances, but you asking that question. So I think persons, and not even the church, even family and all of that, persons have to be a little more sensitive towards
women,
you know, when people are going through, when you're going through, because it was a hard rough, and trust me, I came out shinier on the other side. I mean, much shinier, mentally, physically, emotionally, spiritually, you know, financially. I mean, and like, I drummed heaps and loops, you know, financially, and I thank God for it. Yes, you were still trying to get my little apartment back in Bacardi Road. Yes, that's mine. You met me with that, yes. And I know people who are listening probably know who it is,
oh,
but
boy,
that was my apartment. But you get a little couple dollars, you're going to get a little couple dollars from it. And that's okay. That's okay. But, you know, I know who I am, and I know that I'm a single and striving. And, like I don't know if that movie, I can't remember the movie with the, what's it called, where the actor telling the young girl, you're strong, you're courageous.
You was kind. You were smart. You was kind. Yeah, I know what you mean, but yes, I don't remember the name of it. Yes, I know what you mean.
Yeah.
Caller, thank you so.
Go ahead. I said it all the time. I just wanted to say that for the person who texts that, you know, there's nothing to be seen about it. Just get the truth. Get out of it. I mean, I wasn't planning to stay and live with the person. I decided not to do that. But if that's what you want to do, you know, that's you. But don't allow a divorce to hinder who you are as a person. And I struggle with it a bit, not in shame, but I struggle with it. Oh, you know, I'm divorced. And I say, I'm happily divorced.
Caller,
I say that all the time.
Caller, I thank
divorced.
You. Have
so,
a good Friday.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Okay, you
I want to send a very special shout out to the Public Hospitals Authority staff. They had a fabulous time yesterday afternoon. And especially I want to say good afternoon to Miss Renee and Miss Lisa Wright. They are in the legal department over there at PHA. Ladies, I hope that you are having a wonderful Friday afternoon. Let me get through to two of these texts. Casey, good afternoon. It is wonderful to hear your voice on the radio. This is another text. Casey, please tell Water and Sewerage to turn on the water in Harbor Bay Shopping Center. I'm a shopper here, and there's no water since early morning. This Village Road Works is ruining my life. Please tell them. All right, I've told them. This is another text. This text reads, Casey, in the Bahamas, it is absolutely, positively a shame to be divorced. And I will tell you this, coming from a female. Wow. I'm a female, and I am also a lesbian. And before I leave my husband, I will stay in the marriage. Why will I stay in the marriage? I'll stay in the marriage because he's my cloak. A lot of people wonder if I'm homosexual, if I'm lesbian, but that's none of their business. It's none of their business, but I still don't want the entire world to know that I'm divorced or that I would be divorced. I prefer to stay in the marriage and live a double life than to come out of the marriage and have the shame of being not only a lesbian, but a divorced lesbian. Wow. Okay. That's deep. This is another text. Good afternoon, Casey. I hope that all is well. I can see you in your jacket. Didn't you have that on last week? No, I did not have this on last week. Casey, I want you to know something. I'm calling from Grand Bahama. Divorce is very shaming, and divorce is like death, like you mentioned. It's a death of a person. It's a death of a loved one. It's a death of society. There's no way in the world that I would ever want to get married and be divorced. Having to be divorced is like having a stain on you. It's like the scarlet letter. I would prefer to be inside of a Trojan horse than to be divorced. We have a caller on the line, Chris. Let me just get through to the ladies. Ladies, do you have any final comments for me? They don't have a problem with being divorced. They just don't want nobody to know. I don't know.
I do have a final thought because, as I keep looking at your jacket, I recall that I think it was Dame Doris who is your sore. And so you guys may need to, maybe you guys need to all come out on the march as well because you need to support the Carver Club ladies. These are all societies that still exist today that these suffragettes were a part of, and we are inviting you to come out. Carver Club ladies, if you can't march, please come and sit on Bay Street, and definitely you guys in your red triangle.
That's a pyramid. Do you have a caller on the line? Good afternoon, caller, you're on the line. How can I help? Good afternoon. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. Enjoying your show as usual.
Thank you so very much.
And good afternoon to your golden hair ladies.
Thank you.
Good afternoon.
You know, I must say I appreciate what they have done in the past for us as women, bohemian women at that. But for divorce, I don't think it's a shame in divorce as much as, like you said earlier, they just don't want other people to know. I think I would feel more ashamed of people knowing that I'm in a loveless, useless, abusive relationship than I would be for you to know I'm divorced. Mm-hmm. Like the lady, happily divorced. I'm in a particular situation that I'm going through that will end up in divorce. And I'm happy. I'm happy because where I was mentally, I'm no longer at that point, and I could care less what anybody thinks.
Right.
And I think as Bohemian, we put so much into what other people think about us, that's where shame come in, you know.
Absolutely.
I think it's actually a shame. Mm-hmm. I think it's what we put into what others see or think about us. We need to take, I have adopted the attitude of I could care less, because when I'm living in my misery, you're out there happy.
Absolutely.
So if you think it's a crying shame that I am divorced, well, you keep thinking that's a crying shame till your day comes. You understand?
Yes, ma'am.
And at the rate of divorce, 9 times out of 10, your day will come. And let me see how shame you will be. I am not.
But you know what it is, Carla? I think that it's just like Mrs. Duncanson would have said, and I echo the exact same statements. You have women that are going through very, very difficult marriages or very difficult relationships, but they may be going through in their own right, but they're happy that you're going through in your right, and they're very glorified in the fact that, hey, she's gotten a divorce, but she doesn't want to get a divorce. It's like, almost as if, though, I'm glad it's you, but it ain't me, and you let you suffer, like... women have a way of being very catty and very negative, or she don't have a child, what's wrong with her? Before you ask the woman, or before you say maybe there's something that she doesn't want to discuss, or before you pray for her, you pray on her, and you say the most damning things, and then the only thing that causes you to do is to get popped, because it's not necessary.
Yeah, and then see, most of them, their thing is they feel like the more they can bring another woman down, the bigger they can.
Oh, help me, Holy Ghost.
And that is not the way. I know. I told someone the other day, I said, if you can stand in a conversation where, and you know me, where somebody is bad-mouthing me and talking negative about me, and you stand in that conversation and call yourself my friend, you're not my friend.
No.
Because that's how you can stand and listen to that conversation about me as a woman from a man or anybody else talking about me. Mm-hmm. You will do the same thing to me.
Absolutely. My board is buzzing. I have to get to my other callers, but I appreciate you calling me on Fridays. If you see me in the streets, please say hello.
Oh, I most definitely will.
Thank you so much. Have a wonderful Friday. Chris, do we have another call on the line? Let me just get through the. Okay, so Ms. Duncanson, you have 30 seconds.
Okay, I totally agree with what she's saying, and not only that, the problem with us Bahamians and even Black women in general, we have a terrible attitude about each other. We don't want to validate another woman because it makes us look as though we're not who we should be.
Mm-hmm.
But we get strength when we validate another woman. We strengthen each other. And the problem today, the reason why we don't have a female prime minister in this country is because of our women.
I agree.
Who does she think she is? She came from Fox Hill, or she came from Farm Road. But could anything good come out of Samaria?
Well, let me tell you something, okay. Mrs. Duncanson. My ma is from DeVoe Street.
Okay.
East Street. My ma from DeVoe Street. My father's from Ross Corner.
Okay.
And
I came from Peter Street.
And let me tell you something. They made sure. You talk about women. Now, I very rarely talk about my mother because my mother is a very, very hard person.
Mm-hmm.
Mummy is what you see, what you get. And either you take it or you don't take it. Amen. But that's what she mean.
That's me.
And my mother went to Chase Manhattan Bank. Chase sold to Barclays. Barclays sold to CIC, CIBC, First Caribbean. My mother went to work many days with two different foot of stockings on to make sure that my brother and I had a good college education, had private school, had a housekeeper, had everything that we would have had.
Yes.
But my mother and father worked in tandem. There was never a day, that we didn't have lunch in our bag. My mother would get up in the morning and fry us chicken and wrap it in the foil paper, and we would have that for lunch to Xavier's. And Daddy picked us up in the evening.
Amen.
Mommy dropped us, so Daddy picked up.
Amen.
And when I tell you I have good parents, I have a good mother, but my mother's very, very hard. My mother is the eldest of, I think, 8 or 7 siblings.
Mm-hmm.
So by the time my mom had me, she was tired of being a mother because she didn't raise her brothers and sisters.
Yes,
so my mother raised me a particular way. And I try to do the best I can as a woman and as a mother.
Yes.
But I have a good mother. But the thing is, as our mothers raised us, they didn't know any better. They could only raise us up what they had. And so we have to be very forgiving in that too.
Yes.
But I say all of that to say this. We look around and we see women, but very rarely has anyone ever said, Donna, how are you doing? My mother's name is Donna. Of course, she named my brother Donovan because she loved him to death. And my dad's name is Kendall, and he loved me, and he named me Kendanique. Well, I think that's what they named me because I have a couple different names. But the moral of the story is my mother come from a particular area.
Humble beginnings.
She is now, my mommy said they didn't always have a Christmas tree. And when Christmas came, they had one chicken. You understand me?
Yes.
But where my mother is now, mommy have 4 Christmas tree in the house. Mommy, why have all these tree? This is what I want. I work to get where I am.
Amen.
Me and your daddy. There's never been a time when someone come and knock to the door and say, Donna, Kendall, loved one. Never. They work together. You understand
me? And that's what made the difference.
That's what made the difference, Mrs. Duncanson.
Right.
My mother,
what made the difference.
My mommy and my daddy work together tirelessly.
This is what I said about my father. My mother was always doing something in her community.
Right.
And my dad helped her.
Yes.
He saw greatness in her.
Yes.
She was a Deborah. And she validated her sisters.
Mm-hmm.
And you know something that's amazing? I've never heard my mom gossip in my life.
No.
My mother said she had no time for small talk. Small people talk gossip.
Amen.
And she brought us up. And with that, and you know, my daddy loved my mother so much until when she was dying one time, he did not want to see her go. But that was true love. And you know, I'm finding though, the reason why we're having so many problems in the world today is because you don't have both parents, and in a lot of cases. And children do miss that.
Absolutely.
You know, they do miss that.
They do.
Even though my mother was so involved, She was so attached to her children. I'm the one, the last girl.
Rebel.
But she, oh my God. But she gave all of my time for the women of the Bahamas. And then these women have a nerve and a gut and the guts.
The unmitigated gall.
Oh my God. Oh
do
my
I
God.
Have a call? Chris, do I have a call? Caller, good afternoon. You're on the air.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Hi. I just want to make a quick comment on the women that are ashamed to be divorced.
Yes, ma'am.
I am divorced. I'm actually in my second marriage.
Yes, ma'am.
When I got divorced, we left on a mutual level. Hey, this isn't working out.
Yes.
Sometimes we get married and that's not the one for you. Mm-hmm. You have parents. Oh, you got to marry her because she got pregnant. Uh-huh. And when you come to that agreement to say, well, okay, this ain't working out. It ain't working out. Move on. I'm in my second marriage. Guess what? The best ever. Wow. I'm not ashamed to say that this is my second marriage. The only thing that matters is what God thinks, not mm-hmm. people.
Absolutely. Caller, I thank you. I thank you. Caller, but you know, it also has a lot to do with your support system mm-hmm. and who your circle is. Because if you have people that are in your circle that are toxic and that just mm-hmm. want you to stay in the marriage, just to stay in the marriage sake, then you have an issue as well.
Yes. Yes. That's why we cut them off.
You must cut them off. And don't pick it up if you can't manage it, eh?
That's it.
That's
cut
it.
Cut them off.
That's it. I have a text I would like to read. Caller, thank you so much for calling. Have a blessed Friday afternoon. Let me read this next text. It's amazing that these women are ashamed of divorce, but that's telling our society, and like you said earlier, that women are not supportive of each other. They are ashamed because they're worrying about what people think. The ones that should be ashamed are the ones that are staying in the marriage for looks and suffering on the inside. I am happily divorced. This is coming from a woman. This is another text. Before we go to break, Chris, we have some really ignorant people in this country talking about double life. It's 2023. Just be who you are. Casey, I'm divorced. This is my fourth. Casey, I'm divorced. This is my fourth marriage that I have let go. My first husband died. My second husband was lost at sea. My third husband was an idiot, and this last one was even worse. But I'm divorced, and I make no reservation about it. And if someone asks me again, I'll be married for a fifth time. Anyone who has a problem with that, no, miss, I can't read that on the air. Okay, we're going to break. Guardian Radio 96.9, Fresh New Smart Talk all day.
I ride by my side.
Do coffee your way.
Double shot decaf, cappuccino.
Light roast, Colombian, no milk.
You do vacations your way.
Hiking boots, tent, mountains.
Five-star hotels and theater.
And now you can do insurance your way.
Online.
Email.
Chat.
WhatsApp.
Or in branch. For home, car, travel, boat, or business insurance, do it anyway with NUA Insurance agents and brokers. Visit NUAinsurance.com, call, or stop by a branch today.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
We know how important collecting your money can be to the success of your business. Start your relationship with Fidelity today so that we can show you the many options available to you with our merchant services, from click and pay options online to merchant terminals and e-commerce options. We're here to help your business succeed. For more details, speak to one of our business development officers at 356-7764 in Nassau or 352-6676 in Freeport. Visit our website at fidelitygroup.com or visit any of our branches.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
Burger
King wants you to ride into the holidays in style with a brand new 2022 BYD Han all-electric sedan from Easy Car Sales. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. Just upgrade your favorite combo for one ticket, or double your chances with the King combo, or triple your chance to win with the purchase of a BK family deal. It's electric at Burger King this holiday, where you get the chance to win a 2022 BYD Han EV sedan when you upgrade your combo at Burger King Nassau, where taste is king.
It's the season of love.
Every time I think of saying goodbye.
Join Excalibur Entertainment, YBE Promotions, All-Star Productions, Cash and Gold, and Bahama Sale for a once-in-a-lifetime performance by the legend, Barris Hammond. Barris Hammond, along with Wayne Wonder. Wayne Wonder comes to Nassau. Get ready for the deal. And more Saturday, December 3rd at the Thomas Robinson National Stadium. Fly in all secure Bahama Sands to the Season of Love concert and stay at our official hotel and resort sponsor, Super Club Breezes, where single beds are only $198 and doubles are just $275. When you use promo code LOVE22, book your rooms now at breezes.com. Tickets are available now at all your Cash and Go locations. Sponsored by Bluebird, Everything Local Mobile App, Chef Creole. Be there.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
I can't, no, I can't. Every time I think of saying goodbye, everything inside me says it's a lie. So I can't, no I can't, no I can't. Yes, yes, you've been with me right through the rough, and you never said I had enough. So I can't, no I can't. No, I can't. Hey, honey, I'd like to repay you for damages done. I know I won't be able to repair it all, cause I lost count. And with all the time you've been hurting, you're still so fine, and it's blowing my mind. I know I should pack and walk away and leave you nothing to remind, but I can't. Oh, I can't.
I've already been an MP twice. I just
no,
can't.
I can't. No, honey.
Good afternoon, Bahamas. This is Kendani Campbell-Moss, and we're on Guardian Radio 96.9, Fresh News, Smart Talk all day. I just want to get through some more of my texts from my texting audience. Texting audience, thank you so very much for always chiming in on Friday. Casey, that woman have to be a mango. Great show as usual. That's her fourth marriage. I'm 1,000% sure that the woman is the problem. All right, let me read this next text. Casey, for Christ's sake, want you to let these women know that they are ridiculous. How is it that they are getting divorced, but the man goes scot-free? Could it not be that the man suffers from penile erection? Could it not be that the man suffers from penis envy? Could it not be that this man is a total degenerate, and that's why he could not keep his wife? These men are ridiculous, and maybe if more women let these other women know why they think that men are absolute dogs and dog catchers, we wouldn't be so ashamed to get divorced. Get over it. People get divorced every day. It's only in Nassau, Bahamas, New Providence proper, that these silly women think that it's okay to be ashamed of being divorced. Get over it and grow up. Chris, do we have a caller on the line? Okay, Miss Martin, am I going to see you on Sunday? I'm going to come out on Sunday and shake a leg with you.
You are going to see me on Sunday.
Okay.
And I'm encouraging everyone, sharon.martin@bahamas.gov.bs. If you know of a woman that needs to be celebrated, if that's your family, that's a quest that we're doing at DGFA right now, and that is just as Mr. Williams said earlier, he's talking about only seeing the politicians being celebrated. But Mr. Williams, that was our quest this season, and that is to ensure that the legacy of these women post-1962, that they're highlighted. As you can see, Ms. Duncanson is here with us, but there's so many other women. If you get a chance to go downtown and see the exhibition that will go up, you'll see so many other different faces that is not being recognized. And each year we want to add to the list. So please, sharon.martin@bahamas.gov.bs if you ever have anything to say. And if you can't find me, our dear host, Casey, she knows how to find me. Trust me.
I know just how to find you. Let me read this other text, please. Great show as usual. Hold out, time out. You see what that woman say? But us men, she have to be, nah, come on now, you behave yourself. Hi, pretty lady, I'm not staying with a man who don't know how to treat me. How or what people thinks I will walk away from $1 million just to... Money is not everything. My happiness is what counts. Chris, do we have a caller on the line? Or that's just my line blinking? Good afternoon, caller, you are on the air. Good afternoon, caller, you're on the air. Hello?
Hi, how you doing?
I'm well, sir. How are you?
Good, good. Listen, I didn't expect to get on so quick, but let me try quickly get to the point.
All right.
I agree with the gentleman earlier. I do thank the ladies for what they're doing. I think we need to have more of what has been done in our society by the women, but also by the men. And I decry how that in our school it was not taught or pushed. There don't seem to be a pride in our history. But I also disappointed that it doesn't seem to include white. We still kind of sometimes lack aspect of it, but white people played a role. Yes, not everyone will, you know, and even those we have to look beyond and appreciate the contribution of the white mm-hmm. women, white men, and what they play. And I think they have to be a part of this conversation going forward, part of this country, because they are nation builders in their own way. So I do hope that going forward we'd have that. And then to the women on divorce, it sounds like they're divorcing for any and every reason. The Bible doesn't give you that justification. There's only one reason, and that's fornication. Anything else, you're wrong. If you get remarried under those conditions, you're wrong.
So let me ask you something. Let me ask you a question, right? And I want to be advantageous in my question to you. When you talk about divorce, if a man cheats on his wife, should she, one, give him another chance and say, you know, honey, let's go for counseling. Let's do what we need to do. And then, or should she say, you cheated on me. The Bible speaks about adultery and I want a divorce. What is your thought?
All right. So, and again, you say the guy, but women do it almost at the same level of men, believe it or not. But
I believe it 100%.
So what happens, we only tend to look at the man. But I would say, I believe that we should work it out. We should look at forgiveness. Now, I do believe in separation. Let me just use that word there. Let me put that in there. If things are, you know, because, of course, there's a health risk. There's HIV, STIs. So I understand that. But I believe that we need to be more forgiving and loving of each other. And just as we go in there and say, for better or for worse, these are some of the worst situations we'll discover. And we need to be able to endure it, and both as men and women. And so I commend the women who stand by trying to fix their marriage, because that's the one with the men. So I really commend them. People look down on them and say, oh, why are they staying? But our grandparents stayed when the men were having a bunch of children outside, you know?
But they didn't have a choice. Caller, I can be real with you. You know, I mean, I can just be honest with you, right? If you have one child on me, okay, maybe I'll forgive you. Don't bring your child in my house, right? You have two. Then you have three, like you think that's a baseball camp, eh? Which you, come on.
I with you. I think that's wrong, and no one should treat their spouse like that. I'm simply saying, and I think you're Catholic, so I think your boss is almost similar to mine.
Well, I'm Roman Catholic, and I do believe in the sanctity of marriage, but I also believe, just as you said, the only reason for divorce is adultery. I mean,
I said adultery, they fornicate.
Well, we all fornicating, because in order for me to marry you, I have to see with the thingam, we all did it.
Yeah, Well, I mean, listen, and that's fine, but if we agree, if we come together, even after we would have done some acts for fornicating acts, we agreed. So you can't come and divorce me and say, oh, I do, we do that because of that. Me and you already agreed. We can still come together in spite of that. You know, so I do agree with you that that's a hard, you know, thing. Anyone, we have really better than that. It's hard on the woman when we do that to them, you know, because of our ways. And then it's hard on the men. You are still with the women for having children and one girl who's mother had like two or three children for the boy, and she was married. You know, so these are things, it's not right, but I think we're going to, as a man, I have to find a biblical way to love, fight, or whatever might have been done.
He's a good man. He's a good man.
Biblical view, but I have to aim for it. Thanks, I appreciate you.
I appreciate you calling. You have a wonderful Friday. Let me read this text. Casey, some women say that their first marriage was, but the stupid things they used to do and say in the first marriage, they humble themselves in the next relationship to keep the man. So it comes down to having sense and communication in the first relationship. If they learn that, they could have a good life. Okay, let me read this next. This is amazing how all the blame gets put on the woman all the time. This is powerful. Most women get divorced because of financial reasons. The money runs out. When the money gone, the gal gone. I see no lies. Guys out here getting married, we ain't learned yet that the laws and societal norms and courts, especially courts, favor females. When we can catch sense, I don't know, maybe that's what... I want y'all to stop texting me the way y'all talk on the street. I don't understand what you're writing. Text me better than this. We have a next call, Chris. We can go to break. We're going to go to break. This is Kendine Campbell-Moss, Guardian Radio, 96.9. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
No matter what I say you were hearing, you said the love disappearing. On my drawer and cupboard you're clearing. Mash up with things, dress, so. When I met the marshal, tell me,
hey, that is a trophy.
So if you throw away the thing, it go hurt me. No, baby, no. But your pack on my clothes in a garbage bag. You put it on the ground by the roadside. You tell me get out your place to come inside.
Another wave is coming, but this time it's a tropical heat wave. Marco's Pizza is bringing you two new wing flavors, guaranteed to spice up your summer. Just wing it and indulge in our Jamaican jerk and mango habanero flavors. 10 pieces boneless wings for only $13.75 and bone in for only $16.15. We are bringing you the heat all summer long. Try our new Jamaican jerk or mango habanero wings today. Make every day a wing day. Marco's Pizza, every store. Every day, the Italian way.
Here we go.
J.S. Johnson Insurance agents are the best. Reliable service, we've been on the scene, protecting since 1919. J.S. Johnson Insurance has the test. Always. You're always calling me. J.S.J.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
The Better Network is giving you bigger savings at Alive's Black Friday sale. With select store and van locations opening as early as 6 a.m. Purchase devices as low as $29 and receive doorbuster prizes, accessories, and so much more. Don't want to wait? Alive customers can beat the Black Friday rush and shop online as early as 12 a.m. with even more deals. Friday the 25th of November, Alive's Black Friday sale. Don't want to miss it. Visit BeAlive.com for more information.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Baby,
love. Talk about trust. Talk about forever, baby. Talk about us. I give you my word. Stick to my guns. Believe me when I say it, baby. It's just begun. You don't understand. Oh, girl. Some time you got my heart in the palm of your hand. I swear it's gonna stay here, baby. Give me half a chance.
Good afternoon, Bahamas. This is Ken Kilmoss, and you're listening to Guardian Radio 96.9. Fresh news, smart talk all day. Listen, you know, on Fridays, I like my little reggae, my little soca, my little rake and scrape, because it's my time to, you know, cut loose. But of course, at about 3:30, I will be at the gym. Xavius will be there winning the basketball game. We can be cheering, having some good fun. And, you know, I hope that my team does well. I wish them well. But let me get through some paid announcements here, because, of course, this is how we pay the bills. Carey's Fabric and Uniform Store is having a Black Friday sale. Up to 50% off, excluding net items, this Friday, the 25th only. Carey's Fabric and Uniform Store, located Mackey Street, telephone 393-0758. Dairy Queen is also having a little sweet treat for us. This Black Friday, November 26th, get 50% off all cakes, 8-inch or larger, as well as 50% off any size mulatte or frapp while supplies last. Treat yourself or loved one to any of your Dairy Queen locations. Now, my mother's birthday is on the 30th of this month. I wonder if they can have this sale to last that long. Mommy, you want this Dairy Queen cake? I could get this now and put this in the fridge for you. Or you want a fresh cake? Mommy, let me know, okay? You just let your good daughter know, and I can fix you up, Donna Gamble. Now, let me read this text. You know, my good ma from DeVoe Street. Okay, now listen. Yes, please. I relooked at my text, and it was appropriately typed. But you skip words I didn't read or read it properly. But okay, Trainee Facebook Grammar Police Moss. I still enjoy your show, man. I didn't understand what that meant. Especially family court favor females. When we gonna catch this face plant? Okay, nah. Do better. Do better when you call me back again. Great show as usual. Question. How come when you just meet a woman, she do all the freaky things, no matter what the location? When you marry her, all of a sudden she's a lady. That we can have that. We can have that for another show. I can have that conversation next week. Listen, these are the types of things that we have the conversation about. Now, this is another text. Casey, I don't know why one don't give you 3 hours on Friday. You bring these two ladies here to talk about the women's suffrage, and now we don't have enough time to talk about the sex part. We talked about the sex part. It isn't really about sex. I just want to send a shout out to my Finlayson crew, Finlayson Street, where we go to get the breakfast, where we sit on the buckets and have good fun outside and talk some jokes. It's a camaraderie of women. Thank you so much, my sisters, my loves. We have a good time. Chris, is there another caller on the line? All right, well, my Bantown crew, my Ross Corner crew, because you know a girl from East Street. Don't mind this beauty come from East Street. It's an East Street gal. So, ladies and gentlemen, we will see you on Sunday for the Women's Suffrage Movement March. I'll be there. I will have on my hat. I can rush with whatever junk in the group out there. Yeah, it might be a little warm. but I can wear something.
Put a jeans.
I can wear my jeans, yes. But I will be out there. You say, John Canoe come in, I can be there. I can be there, Ms. Martin.
Okay.
Ladies and
your
gentlemen.
Your Finlayson crew and your red jacket triangle my,
I can bring the crew.
Oh, it's a pyramid.
It's a pyramid. It's a pyramid, man.
Bring everybody.
I can bring everybody.
Yes.
Because y'all said a keyword.
2 p.m.
Y'all said a keyword. Y'all said John Canoe. Y'all said John Canoe. We come
yes.
in.
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, under the sound of my voice, within the sound of my voice, Guardian Radio 96.9 Fresh News, Smart Talk all day. I do a happy weekend.
Wow.
Baby, I wanna be your soul.